VOA News. Israel evacuated 422 volunteer White Helmet rescuers and their families from the Syrian war zone Saturday night. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army evacuated some 800 civilians from Syria, most of them members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group and their families. The military said their lives were endangered by advancing forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, who sees the White Helmets as collaborators with Syrian rebels. Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The operation was organized by the U.S., Britain, and Canada. They see the White Helmets as heroes.
Jordan said it authorized the rescue mission and said the rescuers would be resettled in Britain, Germany, and Canada within 3 months. A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 14 people and wounding 50 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. Dostum was not hurt. Both local and international rights defenders accuse him of war crimes against members of the Taliban after a U.S.-led military invasion of Afghanistan ousted the Islamist group from power in Kabul. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate himself and three other people. The elections are scheduled to be held in Pakistan on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to try to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The process seeks increased military cooperation and intelligence sharing to jointly fight regional terrorism and to promote Afghan peace and reconciliation efforts. Both Republican and Democratic members of Congress are criticizing President Trump's claim in a tweet on Sunday. He said newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor Carter Page confirm with little doubt that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the documents lay out in detail just why the FBI was so concerned that Carter Page might be acting as an agent of a foreign power.
The dumping of these documents with George Papadopoulos, that Carter Page had in fact been a target of Russian intelligence in the past, that Carter Page had gone to Russia during the campaign.
And Republican Senator Marco Rubio also broke with Trump, saying he didn't think the FBI did anything wrong in obtaining warrants against Page.
They were looking into this one individual, but an individual the campaign themselves said was not a big part of their efforts. Therefore, I wouldn't consider that spying on a campaign.
Rubio appeared on CBS's Face the Nation while Schiff was on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Indonesian police said Sunday that a 15-year-old girl who was raped by her older brother has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for having an abortion. The brother received a 2-year sentence for having sex with a minor. Scientists in Australia seem to have made a breakthrough in detecting melanoma in its early stages. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Professor Mel Zeiman is the head of the Edith Cowan University Melanoma Research Group.
We're hoping that it will reduce the number of people that get metastatic disease, because that's where it becomes tricky. If a thin melanoma is identified early and it's removed, you have a 98 to 99% chance of 5 to 10-year survival. So that's what we're hoping to achieve, is that people will feel more comfortable going for skin checks. So it will just up the number of people that are aware and able to get their melanoma identified earlier.
Malignant melanoma is the most serious form of skin cancer. It's mainly caused by exposure to UV radiation. In Australia, about 1,500 people die from the disease each year.
China's President Xi Jinping is on day two of a four-nation visit to Africa. He visited Senegal on Saturday and signed trade deals with the country. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.